All right, let me jump on in here to the Right Side Way opening monologue. I'll remind you, the Right Side Way monologue is brought to you by attorney Stan McDonald, partner at Wilmer & Lee, and I'll tell you more about him here in just a few minutes. In the meantime, let me jump on in. So, I'll be honest with you, I have a theory that, generally speaking, most people are lazy. Go with me here. Not everyone, but a lot of them are just plain lazy. I mean, because of that inherent laziness that I see in other people, there are actually things that I do differently. And I mean that. Like, for instance, if there's two water fountains and one of them is a short water fountain, I drink from the short one because most people won't bend over that far. You check me on it. Next time, take a look, and I bet you will see the short water fountain is dry from lack of use. It's about drinking water from the cleanest fountain at that point. How about the Walmart parking lot? The Walmart parking lot, I generally park a little bit further out. I'll be parked quicker and I'll be in the store while there's other folks who are lapping the parking lot for the fifth time looking for a spot that saves them 20 steps of walking. Y'all, the mission is the shopping, not the parking. Or if I go to a restaurant. If I go to a restaurant that has self-serve drink dispensers, I look for the drink dispenser that I want that is furthest from the counter because people won't take the extra 2 steps to the side if they don't have to. That means I'm more likely to get the best drink with the most fizz, in my opinion. Just a theory, but I think it works. It's the best drink that I'm after, not the convenience. And by the way, don't even get me started on people who won't replace the toilet paper roll. There's a special place in heaven for people who will always replace the roll for the next person. Just saying. But these things, while they may sound amusing, they're really about priorities. They're about getting something done. They're about remembering what the actual mission is and being willing to do the hard thing if necessary to get the job done, to get to the goal. Everything from national security to fizzy fountain drinks. Having priorities in order is a part of what drives the mission, and it drives mission success. So there's a lot to be said for having priorities in order, and which, by the way, that's not to be confused with what I call good ideas. Priorities are meant to be the most important things, the issues or the challenges or the tasks that are to be done first and foremost because they carry the most weight. Priorities achieve the highest outcomes. Priorities are what works towards the better good. But then there's the good ideas, just the good ideas. Those are just neat things that people dream up that fit their agendas, but they don't really speak to the greatness of actual achievement. I mean, we used to joke in the Army, and I know that right now JP is going to put it up on the screen for you. We used to joke in the Army, you could always tell when the good idea fairy would fly through the room and sprinkle magic fairy dust. Suddenly, we had new acronyms, new minutiae, new bureaucracy. The good idea fairy had rarely done anything to make us more combat effective as a military, but, you know, good ideas, they're not always in line with actual priorities. Let me tell you, as an airborne infantry officer and as a graduate of the U.S. Army Ranger School, I spent a good bit of time having certain things hammered into me. When you're on a patrol, for instance, you come to an extended halt, you set up what's called a patrol base, a defensible site off the beaten path, where you can finalize preparations for whatever the mission is you happen to be on. But in all of that training and field testing, it was hammered over and over again that we were to engage in patrol base activities in light of what we called the priorities of work. So why would that be? Because, left to their own devices in the heat of the moment, people are lazy, generally speaking. People will often, too often, default to their own personal comforts. They'll sleep and eat and feel sorry for themselves unless the leader of the patrol maintains the discipline of ensuring that they do the priorities of work and that the priorities of work get accomplished. So here's how that goes. You patrol as part of a small unit. You arrive to your intermediate point prior to the actions on the objective, and you set up the patrol base from which you're going to operate in the final stages of the mission. And like I said, if left to their own devices, many light infantry guys would just immediately go into rest. They'd get some chow. They'd grumble about their sore feet. That's why you have to make sure somebody's leading. And you do things, first and foremost, in a certain order, by the way. And you delay the need for personal comfort and gratification until all else is done. So you do things like you put effort into security. You establish a withdrawal plan. You ensure communications are established. You prep for the next phase of the mission. You conduct weapons and equipment maintenance. You resupply water. Only then do you eat and rest. Because if you do that, if you have your priorities in order, you increase your survivability. If you do that and your priorities are in order, you increase not only your survivability, you increase your lethality. If a unit does these things, it's increasing its likelihood of mission success. Sounds reasonable. Priorities of work. Keyword, priorities. Here's an example. In 1942, Admiral Chester Nimitz was told the premier aircraft carrier in the U.S. Navy, the USS Yorktown, had been too severely damaged at the Battle of the Coral Sea. The Yorktown had been hit by a 500-pound armor-piercing bomb that had smashed its way through the flight deck, obliterated six compartments, and much of the ship's lighting and radar and refrigeration systems were out of whack. When the Navy told Nimitz that the Yorktown would need 90 days of repairs, his reply was, "We will have this ship back in 3 days." 3 days, not 90. Well, to accomplish that goal, Nimitz waived safety regulations and he ordered 1,400 repairmen to work around the clock. The power demands of the repair work were so great that blackouts rolled through Honolulu. But the Yorktown, it made it out of dry dock just days later, ended up turning the tide at the U.S. Navy's most decisive battle, Midway. It was an epic moment of a leader recognizing that priorities were not the comfortable route. Priorities were about doing what was needed to accomplish the mission. The mission was not to make sure that everyone in the shipyard got home on time for dinner or felt comfortable and unburdened in their work environment. The mission was to win the war, and the USS Yorktown was needed back in action to make that mission. I mean, think about this. Priorities of work. Doing things in the right order. Doing them because the mission requires it, not because your comfort requires it. Wouldn't it be amazing if politicians realized that the common defense is not met by uncommon good idea fairies who prance through the room sprinkling good idea fairy dust? Remember Biden's Build Back Better plan? A bill that Nancy Pelosi blew through the House, filled with trillions of dollars in climate change activism, social justice, and big government spending on just plain old good ideas. It stalled in the Senate when Joe Manchin balked at it. But when Joe Manchin came back around and sold out for a slightly reduced version, we got the infamous $1 trillion Inflation Reduction Act that did not reduce our inflation one bit. In fact, it inflated our economy and drove our inflation to 40-year highs. The priorities were completely out of whack. There was no sense of reason. There was no sense of the priorities of work that actually stimulated the economy. That's because it was never about the economy. For them, it was about funding the good idea fairy. Remember the pullout from Afghanistan? Was the mission really to end the war? Well, wouldn't it seem reasonable to ensure then that all Americans were actually out of Afghanistan before we announced that mission was successful? Before assigning massive aid to the Taliban and giving them money on a pallet? That's because it was never for Biden about prioritizing actual American interests. It was about funding the good idea fairy. Or what about Title IX? What about the Title IX issues with relation to men playing in women's sports? I mean, it would seem reasonable to think that a White House study to issue a proclamation on gender equality wouldn't require destroying Title IX by pushing for transgenders in female sports. But you know what? The reality is, it was never for them about prioritizing women. It was about answering the call of the good idea fairy. I also find it odd, by the way, that it was deemed necessary to ensure that the State Department, the U.S. State Department, had a full day devoted to advancing the use of made-up pronouns, as opposed to working on the issues of advancing American foreign policy. Because in reality, in the Biden State Department, it's never been about what's good for America. It's been about advancing the causes of the good idea fairy. Look, I could go on and on here, but the point is the left has immersed themselves in chasing the easy roads, the crazy roads, the roads to perdition, none of which are really about the actual mission of securing the best for America. That is the mission, not the good idea fairy stuff. It's about what is best for America. I mean, picture the United States, to use my analogy earlier about the patrol base as a soldier, picture the United States as one big patrol base. Are we setting up our security first? Are we ensuring that communications are clear and concise? Did we prioritize adequate care for mission essential equipment? Did we facilitate adequate planning for movement in the next phase of the operation? Or did the administration just slip into what was comfortable, what addressed their personal needs? And I'll be honest with you, that's what we've been seeing. So when a patrol base is shoddily established, then the troops are more at risk. It's no different here and now with the manner in which the Biden administration has been running things. They have no concept of the priorities of work. I mean, what priorities? They aren't evident to many. Not at all. Just a bunch of good idea fairies with no real sense of the actual mission. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way.